Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Well, 24-year-old Ben Healy made history on Monday as he became the first Irishman in 38 years to wear the yellow jersey at the Tour de France. Healy now leads the Tour by 29 seconds from defending champion and reigning world champion Tadej Pogačar. And with Stage 11 just about to get underway in just over an hour's time, we're going to chat now to former professional cyclist and road safety advocate Imogen Cotter about Healy's stunning display so far. Imogen, you're very welcome to the programme. Hello to you.
Hi, thank you for having me on.
Delighted to have you. And you know Ben, don't you?
Well, I live in Girona, so the Irish cycling community here is quite small. I think everybody knows everyone. But what me and Ben have in common is that we both have a dachshund. So right. I've actually met with his partner to have like a play date for our puppies, which has been lovely.
He's doing so fantastically well. I mean, the cycling community, not to mention all of Ireland, must be thrilled for him.
Yeah, I mean, it was honestly almost historical to watch what happened the other day. I mean, it's been since 1987 that we've had an Irishman in the yellow jersey. So I think everybody was on the edge of their seats watching that, you know, waiting to see when he crossed the line, if he'd have put enough time into Pogačar, who was leading the general classification at that moment. So it was really amazing to watch it and to see him get it with 29 seconds as well, which, you know, every second is valuable in coming into the next few days. I think today is a sprint stage, but hopefully he can cling on to it for a few more days, which would be just incredible.
Tell us a little bit about what today is like. It's known to be a tough stage, isn't it?
Well, today is, I mean, you'd hope that it's down as a flat stage, but in the Tour, I don't think anything is really that flat. There are quite a few classified climbs towards the end of the stage. It's unlikely that there will be much change in the GC, the general classification. So hopefully by the end of today, Ben can still be in yellow. It could be a day for a breakaway, and Ben has shown in the past that that's obviously his talent, is a breakaway. So it will be interesting to see what happens. But there are a few teams who will want to control it, that's for sure.
I mean, he's obviously delighted, and people will have loved watching him and his response to the fact that he has the yellow jersey. I mean, he described it in one interview as a fairy tale, but you know all of the hard work that goes into getting to that stage and to that level when you can wear the yellow jersey in the Tour de France. What do you think it is about him, Imogen, that gives him that edge?
Well, I think he rides in a really confident and strong way. And when he does get into a breakaway, he's definitely not afraid to suffer. But he also optimizes a lot of things that I don't think other riders, or they probably are, but Ben does it in a specific way, and that he really is looking at all of the little details he can optimize to make his breakaway chances stronger. So, for example, when he won the stage on stage six, he was riding in a time trial skin suit with cut off. He'd like cut the sleeves a bit shorter, but that would make him more aero. He had waxed his chain, which again is just making it a bit faster. He's not losing any power. He had a different helmet on, different glasses, which were a bit more aero again. So he's just looking at all the little details that he can, that are within his control for when he does get into a breakaway.
Of course. Sorry, Imogen, to cut across you, but I mean, he's doing so well in that he won the stage last week, and then he finished third in the stage before this one that he won. So people are asking, you know, can he keep this momentum going? What's your own view on that, on how this is all going to play out for him?
Well, I think he's also prepared incredibly well for this Tour. Just, I mean, I was even reading an interview with the team director, who said that the stage six, which he won last week, he had marked that on his calendar with an X, like in the winter. So he was fully prepared for it. He knew exactly what he was coming into. And then the stage where he came in third, I mean, they weren't planning when they went into that stage that he would leave that with a yellow jersey and the white jersey, because he's also leading the youth classification. But he's obviously just done such incredible preparation for this race that it's all paying off. And in regards as to whether he can hold on to it, like, there are top three contenders in this race, Pogačar, Remco and Vingegaard. So it'll be interesting to see where he can fare against those. We've got a lot of mountain stages coming up now. The next week is going to be really tough. But he certainly put his mark on the race.
And it is interesting to see. I mean, we see the individual, but it's a team sport, isn't it? Can you explain to us, Imogen, how that works?
Yeah, I mean, now especially that Ben has said he'll focus on the GC, on the general classification, his team will play more of a role in helping him with that. So your teammates will do things like, for example, if he was in the breakaway and got a puncture, if one of his teammates was there with him, they could just hand him their bike instead, or even if it's at like a crucial part of the race. Even things like going back to the car to get bottles and food, they will do that for him so that he doesn't have to lose his position in the bunch. Things like positioning when you're coming into an important turn into a climb, for example, his teammates will now help him get there without taking any wind, you know, so that he's more protected and saving more energy. So definitely now in the next, in this next half or next two thirds of the race, his teammates will play a massive role for him.
I'm sure. And it's just really exciting to watch this, isn't it? Particularly because Ben himself is so joyful about reaching where he has managed to get to up to this point.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we're it's incredible to have an Irish rider, you know, up at the, it's probably the highest accolade you can get in cycling is wearing the yellow jersey at the Tour de France. And you know, we had another great Irish rider in the race last week as well, Eddie Dunbar, who unfortunately had to retire from the race after a crash. But we're really lucky to just have such amazing Irish talent on a global stage.
All right. Well, we'll all watch with interest. And as I said, stage 11 is getting underway in about an hour's time, just over an hour's time. And we will all be wishing Ben well. And Imogen, thank you very much for joining us today. Imogen Cotter, who's a former professional cyclist and road safety advocate too. Now, coming up after the break, Dr. Maura Finn will be with us on the causes and the cures for headaches and migraines. And there's still time to get your questions in. You can text us on 51551 or you can use the WhatsApp number, which is 0870 32 32 32.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.